The multi-state initiative, generally referred to as REGGI, announced a 45% reduction in the CO2 cap from 161 to 91 million tons. It is to decline 2.5% each year from 2015 to 2020. The program auctions those tons of CO2 emissions and will also no longer reoffer unsold allowances. Vermont Agency of Natural Resources Deputy Secretary Justin Johnson.
The major piece is a reduction in the cap so it more accurately reflects actual emissions, because ultimately the goal of REGGI is to lower emissions in the region. And it's been very successful in the last 4 years. Emissions are nearly 40-45% lower than they were when REGGI first started. But the REGGI program itself was not really working as a cap program because the cap was so much higher than actual emissions. And so by realigning the cap with the emissions, it makes the program robust. It achieves the goal of reducing emissions over time. And the states are then using the revenue that comes in from the REGGI allowances to reinvest in energy efficiency, improvements in our electricity sector, and really helping to try and drive change in the way we use electricity so that we reduce our emissions.
The Adirondack Council purchases REGGI allowances during the quarterly auctions in order to permanently retire them. Spokesman John Sheehan says the program is making progress by lowering the cap, but they had advocated for an even lower level of emissions.
The idea here is that if the price goes up, there will be more incentive for power plants to reduce their carbon emissions rather than purchase carbon allowances. And that is the goal that we're trying to reach. So this will, we hope, provide a financial incentive to clean up emissions from power plant smokestacks much more quickly than anybody would if the allowance trading program wasn't in place.
Independent Power Producers of New York President and CEO Gavin Donahue has two concerns that he says the changes fail to address.
We have states that border us in Canada that are not part of this program. In an area that we're very concerned about that has really been neglected in this reevaluation, how do you deal with the importation of pollutants from areas that don't participate in the program? The second part is we've raised over $400 million here in New York. Almost $100 million of that $400 million is going to budget deficit reduction and not to programs that reduce carbon at the source. And now that this money is going to be well over $500 million a year, what priorities does the state have for the monies?
New York League of Conservation Voters Legislative Director Ricardo Gatla says the move is significant for reducing emissions and providing funds for energy efficiency programs.
It is a model program. We were all hoping that Washington would follow suit with its own national cap and trade program, and we know how that ended. The model is still being examined, and it's certainly important simply as a model for cap and trade, and also in terms of the important revenue dollars it generates. All of that money does go to advancing programs and technologies and innovations that ultimately will help us reduce CO2 emissions. So it's a critical tool to reducing greenhouse gas emissions and fighting climate change.
A link for more information on the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative and the changes is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.